will bring me the real feeling of one thing that I should hang on. And that's exception. Remember that word exception? Whenever they say exception, you start to have some feeling. It starts from envy to hatred. All of it. And you don't get it really, because exception is bad. Rule is good. Because rule, I understand. Exception, I don't. Rule is what I could predict. Exception is what laughs at me. So I don't like it. And I have a very good way of cheating, because I am at the level of the logic that I could prove to an innocent fellow that there is no exception. There are only rules, but there are more complicated rules that we don't understand. So there is no exception. Did you get it? I could prove it philosophically, mathematically, with two different fields of PhD, I could prove that there is no exception. I look at that picture and I see the exceptional talent in Michelangelo, which nobody has an explanation, and there is no rule. I know that. Because all my entire study at the college, I was digging for it, to find the rule. But there, the beauty touches you, and that's the exception. That's the first step to go out of the domain of your brain. That I appreciate that very much, because I remember that was one of the most important moments of my life. I was a young kid. The exception. When the exception is there, suddenly the rule is not a holy rule. The brain is not the holy majesty brain. There is something else that your heart could tell you. This was the first paragraph. Okay, that was one message. That, listen, we are talking about the unity here. So relate this unification of, it looks as if these people wearing that uniform, they are his children and all that stuff. Goes back to book one, we started with the secret bondage of this fellow. These are one fellow. But you could ignore. So I suggest you choose what to listen to, and especially whom you're listening to. Okay, this was first paragraph. Second paragraph, they said, let me talk about something very important. It's about seeing something. What do you see? That you see a part of reality. And there are some parts of reality you won't see. You will see when you come sick. Then you see different stuff. So, excuse me, the reality will not change. The universe is the same. But suddenly when you're sick, you see different stuff. Everything differs. These differences will happen. It should happen. But remember, I told you, too late is really too late. No use. Remember I told you that? If you don't remember, you're out of here. Because that's my favorite story. My favorite story in Masnavi will end. Then next paragraph to it is a guy who will say, I'll do it tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. And the king will say, don't tell me tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. Today. You cannot stand up tomorrow. you should stand up and be responsible now, Qiyamah, right? Stand up and be count. So, listen, you do so many works, so many jobs. Let me tell you, honestly, you will die. And a lot of this stuff you want will be unfinished. So it's not the matter of finishing your projects. It's a matter of importance over there, the priority. Priority goes to one, is the path you're walking in. So if you want to work on something, work on the path you choose. Because at the end, there is no finish this and that and that and that. The only thing that counts is the improvement you made. Then we came back to the story. This time, the catastrophe happened. Remember? The guy started to say that, okay, I know your appetite. I know at the beginning one loves to know a lot of big words, big sentences, refer to, talk as a... Everyone is full of knowledge. At the beginning is like that. So in our story, these fellows, they ate the elephant cake. But in the paragraph, which is the third one, fourth paragraph of the book three, third paragraph of the elephant story, a part of all of that, yes, he came to smell. And said, at the end of the day, is the smell I'm talking about. Because the smell is the informer that could give you the information when you're far away. We talked about it. So, after the smell and all that stuff, let me tell you what I mean by a smell. Why did I tell you the story of the smell? I said, I wanted to make a point over there that if the stuff you have smells bad, it's bad. If it smells good, it's good. Did you get it? No, I didn't mean that way. I meant it this way, that the smell will bring out the real meaning of the right. And by bringing the smell in, I was telling you that the thing that you want to hide will be brought out no matter when. And we are not talking about that one. So, do something. I know a place that you waste a lot of space. Let's say, I know a room in your house that you put a lot of junk, then you don't have enough place to put this good stuff you're finding now. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let me help you with that. Clean up that room and get rid of all of it. And that's all the attention you learned to pay to the form of the stuff. This is why my first story is, do not eat the children of elephant. That silly name, that silly way to bring it in, to try to somehow nail it in, that the form is irrelevant. Of course it's nice if someone could stand up and give a nice, beautiful lecture. We don't say it's not good, but that's not important at all here. Here we're talking about the meaning. And we go to the extreme to declare that if your meaning is good and your form is no good, remember we're talking book two about beauty, right? Over there we said, there are these two pictures, and I like the beautiful picture of a human being. Remember that. Here is that I go to the extreme to say, even if the form is no good, your meaning is good, that could be accepted by God. But if your meaning is rotten, the hell with the form. So give up the adoration of the forms here. Because we have a lot of them. We have to. Do you remember we were talking about untalkable stuff? So we have to create the environment, we have to have some special way of dressing up, of handling ourselves, of coloring this stuff, of bringing that stuff, of bringing in the music, musicality, stories, all of that, because we want to go beyond the logic. So we need all this effort. Please do not let the form fool you, because we have a lot of forms here. These forms, let's say one of the forms is this, as simple as this. You know this. This is a form created by some people, used in a system, and it's a tool, okay? And some people will do it. The form sometimes looks silly, sometimes looks melancholic, sometimes beautiful. It's quite natural. I go, and I advise you please to go for the beautiful one. But do not forget, the form is irrelevant. All those forms are tools to learn, to improve. They are not the goal. The meaning is the stuff. This is what he concluded, the story of the elephant, but it's not finished yet. Because he wants to emphasize enough. I hope tonight I did, to come back to it. Because the fourth paragraph, which is not the story of the elephant, is explaining the story that, listen, I go to the extreme to say, these good people, their wrongdoing is better than the right doing of the wrong people. Get it? Because I'm talking about the essence. I'm not talking about an accident. Accidentally, a bad guy could do a lot of good, right? Right or wrong? Okay. I needed that because it's hanging over there. The future of this class for a couple of months will be that story. The story of Pharaoh and Moses. What is the Pharaoh and Moses? In advance, I always tell you that. Okay, this one looks nice. The other one doesn't look nice. This one is this. There is always the other side of the coin. And that coin I told you. Do you remember the story I told you about my childhood and the coin? You will hear about a lot of stuff that came with that, because that's a very good instrument. The coin. Because I am the coin. The Pharaoh is here. My nafs is here. It's inevitable. And it's a part of me. The other one is a part of me. And I have to... This is that high wire walking I was talking about. I have to keep my balance. I could fall from here or there. And neither is good. Both are falling down. Extreme. Extreme is appealing. Is appealing to intelligence. Do you remember the intelligence? More is better.